WMAL News at 11. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Howard University students get to enjoy another week of winter break thanks to this extreme cold. School officials say at least two buildings on campus are damaged as a result of ruptured steam pipes. Classes for most students now have been pushed back a week to next Tuesday as they make repairs. Classes at Howard's professional schools, however, will be starting as scheduled tomorrow. The Dow hit 25,000 for the first time this past week, but amid all the celebrations, some analysts say the market is overdue for a correction.
Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst Greg McBride notes the last significant correction was in 2011, with markets now hitting high after high. And what goes up? Well, you know the rest of the saying. Analysts surveyed by Bankrate expect volatility, but McBride says a market pullback may be a good time to carefully invest.
The economic growth rate has quickened, and corporate earnings are poised to see another big boost as a result of tax reform. So given those underlying fundamentals, any volatility we see in the market just represents a good buying opportunity.
McBride expects the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates three times this year, a vote of confidence, he says, in the economy. I'm Michael Toscano.
After the president took to Twitter to call himself a very stable genius, others are coming to the defense of the president's mental health as well. CIA Director Mike Pompeo says the president is fit to serve. Author Michael Wolff's book, Fire and Fury, asserted that everyone around the president knows he's not mentally stable.
I've watched him take the information that the intelligence community delivers and translate that into policies that are of enormous benefit to America. Statements like the one Mr. Wolff made about how we all think about the president, they're just ridiculous on their face.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, though, says what people say is probably different from what people really think.
I don't think there's anyone in Congress, frankly, of either party, who does not concur, at least privately, with those observations and concerns. Certainly very few are willing to express them publicly in Congress, and I think that's to the detriment of our institution.
Pompeo on Fox News Sunday, Schiff on CNN's State of the Union today. President Trump tweets that he's on his way back to the White House after meeting with Republican leaders at Camp David over the weekend. Among the top priorities they discussed, he says, border security, opioids, infrastructure, and a solution for DACA recipients. Leaders from North and South Korea are set to sit down together this week for the first time in 2 years. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley says she'll be watching the North closely.
What we're trying to do is make sure we don't repeat what's happened the last 25 years, which is them start to act like they're coming to the table, them ask for a lot of money, and then them cheat their way through. We're going to be smart this time. We're going to make sure that whatever happens makes the United States safer and make sure that we denuclearize the peninsula.
She's on ABC's This Week. The outgoing Speaker of the Virginia House is making progress after emergency heart surgery, according to his spokesman. Bill Howell is expected to move out of the intensive care unit this weekend. His spokesman says he's awake, talking with family, and most importantly, says making everyone laugh again. He had surgery last Tuesday at a hospital in Fredericksburg after going through chest pains. Howell has served as Speaker for the last 15 years. That's the second longest tenure in Virginia history. And if you happen to see a little more skin than you're used to on Metro today, here's the reason why.
People riding the subway here today will see an increase in goosebumps. And it's not just because the temperature dropped to the single digits overnight. Today, a lot of folks are riding the trains without any pants on. Yes, they're wearing nothing over their briefs, skivvies, panties, tighty-whities, boxers, and thongs. The annual No Pants Subway Ride is happening today. Thousands of people now take part in the event that was started by the group Improv Everywhere. While this will be the 17th year for the event, it still catches some people off guard. The No Pants Subway Ride has spread to more than 25 countries. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Hope they're bundled up elsewhere. We'll check traffic and weather next.
If you're one of the many WMAL listeners who received an Amazon Echo for Christmas, congratulations. Now you can listen to WMAL anywhere you want. Here's how to set up your Amazon Echo. First, enable WMAL on your device. Simply say, Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. You only need to do it once. Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. Then, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. That's Alexa, play WMAL. It's that simple. Thanks for listening to WMAL.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/try for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/try. That's match.com/try. Match.com/try.
11:05, Steve Greenfield checks back in from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hey, Steve, we'll start off in Maryland, where College Park has a large water main break on US 1 at Cherry Hill Road. Then at Silver Spring, northbound Colesville Road, slowing down Dale Drive to Sligo Creek Parkway. Inbound New York Avenue, single-digit speeds, Massachusetts Avenue to 9th Street, and also from 17th to 18th Street, and down to 6 miles an hour, southbound South Capitol Street, between Washington Avenue and the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
One more day of this extreme cold, partly cloudy, mid-20s for a high today, back down to the teens tonight. Tomorrow, mid-30s, though we could see some freezing rain in the afternoon. We're at 15 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors. Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're worried, unsure, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Coach Pete and the team at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Okay, folks, there's two questions I know that you're asking yourself. Number one, have I saved enough money to last as long as I do? And number two, can I maintain the same lifestyle I have now in retirement? We're going to talk about how you can answer those questions yourself, as well as a very special topic, 10 tricks car salesmen use that everyone should know how to handle. That and much more when we come right back here on the Financial Safari.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Wow, Coach, sounds like we've got an exciting show this week, folks. If you're just joining us, we're here in studio with Coach Pete Deruta. He is known as America's Wealth, Retirement, and Income Coach, joined alongside Marty Hensley. He is a former UNC basketball player, 24-year planner. Guys, welcome in.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah, good stuff going on here. And it's I doubt we'll be able to cover everything this week because I've got – look at all the show notes everywhere. We're going to talk about mistakes people make when they buy a car,
okay.
A used car especially, the games that are played in the car lots. And this is all inspired by somebody I is very close to me, got taken advantage of in a car lot not too long ago. And then I've spent a lot of time talking about what happened, and we put together a report about things that you should ask or know about before you go in and buy a used car.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, but first of all, let's talk about retirement.
Let's do it.
I think a lot of people are wondering about retirement, and the main question, Marty, you'll have to tell me if this is true or not. You see it as well. Have I saved enough money to last as long as I do in retirement?
Absolutely. Question we answer every day.
It's a baffling subject when you think about it, because you've put away money every single month for the rest of for your life here when you're working. We need that money to last the rest of our life. Because the hardest part of the retirement equation is figuring out what day you can retire.
Exactly.
To be honest. Yes. I mean, because even if, and I've talked to people just in the last couple of weeks that had over $2 million, but they didn't have an income plan, so they weren't sure if they could afford retirement yet.
Wow.
Think about that. You know, we go through life deciding if we can afford to buy things. Well, retirement is the biggest purchase you're ever going to make. Believe it or not, you can increase the standard of living in retirement by not increasing the money you have put aside, by doing the right income planning.
Absolutely.
So it's like going and finding the great sale at a Neiman Marcus instead of going to Kmart and buying what they have on the shelf.
Right.
Okay. So would you rather buy something from a very expensive store like Macy's or Neiman Marcus marked down, or go into Kmart or something like that and buy something full price?
Right.
No, it only makes sense. You'd want the higher end aisle. Yeah.
So, absolutely. But unfortunately, a lot of people that we see with a good amount of money put aside, when they get to that financial red zone, and that's 5 years outside of retirement, or even if you're over 52, designing an income plan with some of the money that you've put aside already that will give you a lifetime of income you never outlive. Now, Marty, that's called income planning, and it's called recession-proofing your retirement. Because, you know, recession, and Thomas, you've seen, maybe you've talked to relatives who had a recession in their life, right?
Oh, certainly.
Recession is when your buying power goes way down, but your standard of living, you want to keep it where it is.
Absolutely.
And you don't have enough money to do that, so you have to take a step backwards, like falling down the stairs.
That's right.
Never a good thing, by the way. Happened to Coach Pete the other day.
Oh, no.
I really did. I fell down the stairs.
Oh, no.
You know what's going through your head when you're falling is protect your head. So when the market starts to go the wrong way, what you're thinking is protect the wallet, right?
Right.
What if there was a way you could protect your income regardless of the environment the financial world's in? That's important.
It absolutely is. I agree.
It's called income planning. I've given speeches before, and I've pulled up one of my old speeches from years ago.
Oh, did you?
About 10 years ago, but it still is relevant today.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I was giving this speech right before we had the last market crash.
Oh, man.
Really?
Think about that.
Wow.
Can you believe that's almost 10 years ago?
God. I can't believe it's already
been
that long.
It has been a long, long time ago. When we talk about when that happened, and we do something we call going back to the future. I'm going to go back to 2007 when I was giving a speech, Little Mistakes, Big Headaches. That was a good title for my speech, wasn't it?
Yeah, going into 2008, that was very pertinent.
And back then, again, this was 10 years ago, I was talking about working capital not working. And that was money in CDs, credit unions, and money markets, how they weren't performing. The money there wasn't performing like it should.
Ah, okay.
Now we're 10 years into the future from that 2007 date.
Sure.
And Marty? Are banks and credit unions and money markets performing like they should?
They're helping people go broke safely.
That's right. And we talk about bonds. So people run to bonds, and bonds are a place that was safe and still is safer than the stock market. Sure. But when interest rates are low, where are bond prices?
Bond prices, as interest rates go up, bond prices go down.
Yeah.
A lot of our clients don't realize that.
So people are locking in the bonds, which you're locking in, which are ensuring the fact that you'll never have what you should have.
Exactly.
And so we are in an environment where interest rates should go up because they really can't go anywhere but up.
Yes, they are at historic lows. They can only go up from here.
But we've been saying that for 10 years
now. Right.
Think about that, Thomas.
It's incredible. It makes you wonder when the other side is going to come around.
Yeah. But we were talking about how you have to have some money in these accounts, though, for temporary parking space. It's like when you go downtown and they have the parking meters, right? You have to pay per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're basically paying by not getting a good interest rate. You're paying to have your money 100% liquid.
Wow.
And it's a hefty fee, though, because you are losing money safely because inflation around 3% and your rate at the bank may be 1% if you're lucky.
That's right.
Your net buying power goes down by 2% every year. If you extrapolate that over time, it really adds up. You know, we've got that fee worksheet, too, by the way. Fees can eat you alive as well. So if you put money aside and you have, let's say you have a choice between a zero fee account and one that's 3% in fees, and I've got the sheet right here. We'll have that available to any listener.
Absolutely.
But if you have $100,000 put aside and you leave it alone for 20 years and it's growing, let's say, 8%. So, you know, it's hard to find any 8% out there, but let's just look at 8%.
Sure.
After 20 years, the money in a zero fee account will be worth $466,000.
Wow, okay, a considerable amount of growth.
If you were paying 3% fees per year, the money would only be worth $264,000.
Oh, wow.
So that's money just
huge.
Disappearing because of fees.
Wow.
And we don't like fees because of the obvious reason. It's money that could have been in your account that isn't. So inflation's
right.
Like that, too. Inflation is taking money away. Or if you're in a bank account and you could be earning more somewhere else, you have a net loss every year.
Right.
Marty, that adds up to hundreds of thousands of dollars over someone's lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a scary thing for those folks that feel comfortable having the money at the bank.
Mm. And most CDs I see, because people want the money 100% liquid, they keep it in something called a non-qualified account, which just means that they don't get a tax write-off to put it in, but they can take the money out at any time. But you know the drawback to the non-qualified account? Each and every year, the very small amount of interest that you're earning is taxable fully.
Hmm.
So you lose money there, too. So
wow.
Not only did you get a small return, but you have to pay tax on that small return, which makes that return smaller.
Being double hit. Wow. Oh,
that's
what
no. People don't think about, Marty.
Why are you paying income tax on income you don't need?
I know.
I have that conversation almost every day.
But, you know, Marty, one of the things we see is people say, well, gosh, I put away a lot of money aside. But I'm not sure, now based on what you guys have been talking about today, I'm not sure if I have the money in the right place because I don't know how much money I'm guaranteed to have the rest of my life.
Exactly. Without the amount doesn't mean a lot if you don't have a plan to go along with it.
Yeah. So let's do this. And we have a limited number of spots because we have a limited number of hours in a week. But for the next 10 callers who call in today, we're going to create a one-page financial review. Now, this review will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. And this review, combined with, will help you with that total retirement plan we talk about and your personal wealth index when you come in. That's a $1,995 value. For the next 10 callers, there'll be no fee or charge. Now, our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million, but if you have at least $200,000, we will waive the fees for you. All right, the $200,000 needs to be saved for retirement, not value of the house.
Yeah.
Okay, it's great that you have equity in the house, but you have to have money put aside for retirement, because when retirement comes, you're not going to cut off a little chunk of your house and give it away every month. You have to have that money put aside somewhere where you're going to have an income plan.
Perfect.
So if you are one of the next 10 callers, we will help you by taking the mystery out of the financial planning process by mapping out, number one, for you, where you are right now. We got to help you figure out where you are in the financial world and how close you are to retirement, or if you're in retirement, how long your money can last. And my goal is always to age 121. So we say plan to 121. Very, very important. And all our plans do run to at least 121 with guaranteed lifetime income.
That's a fantastic offer.
Very, very important. So, and we, number one, we're going to look at your current situation to determine if you are overpaying in fees. And if we can eliminate, by doing a forensic financial analysis, eliminate some of the fees you're paying, you could experience dramatic growth potential, because less money going out, more money staying in, always important. We'll also help you by performing a tax analysis that could reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes, and if you do that, you increase your cash flow. But the most important part of a total retirement plan and getting you in the right place, making sure your retirement is there and lasts longer than you do, is to have a customized income plan done that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And if you do that, you take the worry out of living in retirement, and on the way to retirement, the worries are eliminated. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of the financial planning process. For the next 10 callers, this is a $1,995 value. I'm going to give away complimentary, absolutely free. Whose portfolio is more important to you? Yours. You are.
That's right.
So let's make sure we get that total plan in place, folks. And take advantage of this offer, because it's not going to be here forever.
That's a wonderful offer.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Wow, that's a fantastic offer.
Yeah, yeah, very, very important. I know the phone lines are lighting up already.
They are.
Very, very important. But, folks, nothing is more important than your ability to generate income in retirement and understanding how to turn your savings and investments into income that will trump everything else. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to design that proper income plan that will last throughout you and your spouse's life.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
When is the best time to claim Social Security benefits? It's certainly not a snap decision, considering Social Security's complex rules. There may be hundreds of thousands of dollars at stake. Because of both the complexities and the high stakes, a qualified financial coach who can help walk folks through this is highly sought after. The problem is that many financial advisors are trained in investing, but few know how to help you make the most of your Social Security benefits. When looking for lifetime, guaranteed, inflation-protected income, the first place to start is Social Security. While Social Security may not be the only thing you utilize to cover this income stream, it most certainly should be the first piece we look at. If they say you shouldn't worry about Social Security because of the amount of other assets you have, this is not true. The average couple receives $556,000 in lifetime Social Security benefits, according to Urban Institute. You would have to have a lot of money set aside for retirement not to care about more than $500,000 in income. Speaking of having a spouse, Don't ignore spousal and survivor benefits. A competent financial coach will help you understand strategies such as restricted application and file and suspend to allow you to collect spousal benefits while your own benefit continues to grow. You may be asking, but isn't Social Security going broke? Shouldn't I take it as soon as possible? Whenever Congress has made changes to Social Security in the past, the changes were applied based on your year of birth, not on the year when you started your benefits. The odds are high that you'll get less income over your lifetime, not more, by claiming Social Security benefits as soon as possible. For many people, particularly those with meager retirement savings, this will be the most important retirement planning decision you'll make, more important than investing your savings. It's well worth your time to seek the right professional help and do the job right.
Coach, I am excited about this segment now. It's been a bit since I've bought a car, but I'm excited because I'm going to be getting in the market here soon.
Man, I just wish I had this a couple of weeks ago. I just bought one.
Oh, no.
Marty was the inspiration for me to put together this special report on
yes?
10 tricks that car salesmen use that everyone should know about and how to handle. And it's more towards the used car, but it could be any kind of car.
Okay.
And so if you buy a car and it doesn't start, that's number one thing. You don't want that to happen, right?
No.
But every now and then, there'll be some tricks that they use at the car lot that'll make the car seem very nice, but when you take it off the lot the next day, it doesn't quite look as nice as it did on the lot. Right, Marty?
I can relate to that.
So clever wordplay is used a lot of times. You know, many car salespeople use clever wording to persuade you into buying a vehicle. Instead of saying words like, can I help you today, or how can I help you today, the salesperson may choose to ask, are you looking for a sedan or an SUV today? We call that an alternate choice close.
That's right.
In other words, they didn't ask if you wanted to buy. They just assumed you did. So it's an assumptive close where they say, what do you want to leave today, in an SUV or a sedan?
Okay.
And
okay.
So in your mind now, they've eliminated the fact that you're not going to leave without a car.
I fell for that one.
You know, and it is funny. Marty, what about sitting in that office where they get you in there and make it look like you really don't qualify for the car or whatever. They get you sitting there, and they keep disappearing to go back to talk to the manager. What about that?
Yeah, then magically they have an offer that just happens to work for you.
Another thing is they play this game called coy with prices.
Okay.
Okay, so if you hear that a vehicle costs
$29,999, mm-hmm.
which is $29,999, but they say $29,999. It doesn't sound as bad.
That's right.
But here's one step further they go. They break it down to monthly payments. $455 a month may sound a lot better to you.
Yeah.
So
that's the first question they ask me, how much can you afford per month?
Yep.
It's baffling.
Really?
So get you to think about the monthly price, Thomas, instead of the total cost.
That's right.
Because
yeah,
you could pay.
Incredible.
And they're stretching them 7 years or longer now, over the 7 years every single month.
Right.
So 7 times 12, Thomas, is a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Well, especially into a vehicle that's going to be depreciating so quick.
Gosh. Yeah. Well, the minute you drive a brand new car off the lot, you lose between 15% to 40%.
Wow.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, one of the tricks they use at the car lot is say, hey, just roll the loan into the new loan, and all of a sudden you're paying for a car that you don't even have in your new car payment.
Wow, yeah.
So, and they stretch it again, 84 months, which is a long, long time.
Shoot.
And a lot of people are paying for a car they don't even own, or two cars they don't even own. So if you wreck that car or whatever,
right.
If you wreck, you don't get full replacement value a lot of times, too.
Wow.
So we have to be careful with that. Long loan terms, again, that's what we just talked about. You get people in a lot of trouble because you stretch out the loan and you don't even have the car, but you still need a car, so what are you going to do? You end up paying BMW prices for a little VW bug. Because you have to get something to get you. What's the number one objective for a car, by the way?
For at least myself, get from point A to point B.
I know, point A to point B. When we do financial planning, our objective is to get people from point A to point Z all the way through retirement. This is one of the things we do for our clients, is we help them when it comes time to buy a car. We help them with information that may be useful to them to get the better deal, or to not buy a car altogether, or to get a different kind of car than they are thinking about. Because we need that little voice inside our head to talk some reasoning into us. Fred Flintstone had Kazoo, which was that voice inside his head. He had good and bad one. Remember, they'd float around up there. And so we want to be the good Kazoo for you, make sure we give you good knowledge. You may not like what we say, but it's for the best for you. And I wrote a book 8 years ago, but it's relevant to this subject here, because even though it's 8 years ago, this still comes up every week. Someone's talking about buying a car or how they got taken advantage of at a car lot.
Without a doubt.
Now, Marty, you and I talked about this, and this is another one of those. Again, folks, we're talking about the 10 dirty tricks that car salesmen sometimes use. Now, not all car salesmen are bad, Marty. I know you've had, in your family, you've had car salesmen, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so they're not all bad, but we just want to educate you on some of the things that could be going just a little bit off track.
Exactly.
That's a nice way of saying it, right?
It's a very pleasant way to say that, yes.
Low-balling your trade-in, Marty. How bad is that?
Yeah, Coach, I see that a lot. That happened to me. They wanted to give me about half what it was worth, and then magically they came back and offered me $3,000 more 5 minutes later.
So they know you're already excited about you've mentally put yourself in a new car already.
That's right.
And so in their mind, which they think is in your mind, the value of your current car is not as high as it should be.
Mm. Yeah, they're preying on your excitement.
There's a reason why you're at the car lot, because you're not happy with the current car in their mind. And so they offer you a whole lot less in hopes that you'll just say, yeah, I'm just ready to get rid of this one and get into the new wheels, right? And so they lowball you a lot, and up to half the value a lot of times they'll lowball you.
Yep.
So you can play, I mean, there's wiggle room there. Mm-hmm. Wiggle room. I used to love that term. But there's a lot of wiggle room there, isn't there? There's leaping room a lot of times than that. So
that sounds better than gray area.
Yeah. Another game they play is unnecessary upgrades, where they basically try to sell you a bunch of stuff like underpinned spray or stuff like that, or Scotch Guard on the seats, which you can go buy a can of Scotch Guard at Walmart for under $10. But here they charge you hundreds of dollars for the Scotch Guard spray, don't they?
Yes, I'm in touch with that emotion.
Yeah. Yo-yo financing, where they're basically offering you all sorts of stuff, and they play dirty tricks with the leasing. Very, very important, though. You know, when we talk about the financial world, there's all sorts of – Mom used to say, when I was on my paper route, she'd say, little Coach Pete. She wouldn't say little Coach Pete. For every dollar you have, everyone else wants to get a hold of that. So the objective to life is to come home with that same dollar that you left the house with. And we see this more. This was back in the 70s. Think about today. We're bombarded every single minute with sales techniques.
We are.
And so the objective is to come home with what we have and make sure we do, when we do buy something, we get the best deal possible. But one of the things we do is we help educate our clients on this, and we want to make sure that every single radio listener has the same opportunity. So if you are one of the next 25 callers, we'll do a total plan for you. Number one, we're going to help you by reviewing your tax returns. Now, this uncovers long-term tax issues in your IRAs, your capital gains, and Social Security taxes. Lots of things happen that people are not familiar with, and many people are overpaying when they don't have to. We're also going to help you by establishing your retirement income goal. Again, figuring out what you really need in retirement and get it in writing, where you can have that same predictable and guaranteed income for the rest of your life. It's called a retirement plan. Very, very important. So we'll help you by putting money needed to cover the cost of enjoying your lifestyle in a place that will be guaranteed to arrive at your mailbox every single month for the rest of your life. It's called income planning, folks. And your financial planner many times wants to keep your money at risk because they're getting paid to keep your money at risk. We are a total planning firm, so we have risk and safety and income planning. So peel off some money from the risk world, put it in a place that will give you a lifetime income. We'll also help you by analyzing your current investments to establish the real cost in fees and your calculated risk exposure level. Marty, not a week goes by that we don't meet with someone who has a lot more risk than they realize.
Every single day, they're taking on risk they didn't even know they had.
Yeah, and if you're taking too much risk and don't realize it, when do you usually realize it?
After the fact.
After the roller coaster goes down. And we don't want that to happen, and it doesn't have to happen. And that's the most, I guess, saddening thing in my world, the most baffling thing in my world, is when people are lied to by their current financial professional and they don't find out the truth until it's too late to do anything about it.
Full transparency is what we pride ourselves on here.
It's called fiduciary, and we are fiduciaries, folks. We put your needs ahead of ours, and we also help you determine the percentage of assets needed to protect your future income needs, and that considers taxes and inflation. We basically put the total retirement plan together for you.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. 664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really, most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
That sound is what people think about when they hear the word life insurance. I'm going to try to clean that up and show you why life insurance could be essential for retirement planning, as it is an asset class. We're also going to touch on Donald Trump and the 2017 Retiree's Guide to the Trump Tax Plan, a new guide we have just coming out, which is over 20 pages. Folks, that and much more when we come right back.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 11:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Concerns out in California are shifting from wildfires now to landslides as they expect torrential rain out there.
When you have those wildfires, it takes away all the vegetation on that top layer here, okay, and creates that organic material, most of it being that burned ash that sits on the top. The problem is water cannot penetrate that. So when you get very heavy rainfall, it just slides right off. So unfortunately, that makes a big concern.
Meteorologist Allison Chinchar there. An Iranian oil tanker's collided with a bulk freighter and caught fire off of China's east coast, leaving the tanker's entire crew of 32 missing, causing it to spill oil into the sea. Chinese authorities dispatched police vessels and three cleaning ships to the scene after the collision. The South Korean Coast Guard also sent a ship and a plane to help search for the missing crew members. That's 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshis. The TSA is naming its most unusual finds of 2017. Some out-of-the-ordinary travel items.
From festively wrapped narcotics found in a checked bag at LAX to a replica rifle umbrella, a carry-on in Las Vegas, a handful of passenger items caught the attention of the Transportation Security Administration last year. There was a knife made of bone in Baltimore, something called Satan's Pizza Cutter at Orange County's John Wayne Airport, an art piece designed around an old grenade in Milwaukee, and a pointy fidget spinner in Savannah. But topping the TSA's list was one unique item in a carry-on in Buffalo, a face tenderizer, something that looks like brass knuckles meets a cheese grater and wouldn't exactly be tender as it hit your face. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Doesn't sound very fun. 11:32 now, we check back in with Steve Greenfield. He's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks again, Steve. In College Park, we have a large water main break on US 1 over by Cherry Hill Lane. Utility crews are on scene making those repairs, slowing down in both directions along New York Avenue by Massachusetts Avenue. Tapping the brakes again, northbound South Capitol Street, Washington Avenue to D Street. Westbound on the Dulles Toll Road, the airport lanes are packed between Wheely Avenue and Reston Parkway, and we're in the teen speeds westbound Route 7 Leesburg Pike from I-66 to Idlewood Road. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should be the last day of this extreme cold here. Partly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s today. Back down to the teens tonight. Mid-30s for a high tomorrow, though we could see some freezing rain around the p.m. commute. Tuesday, we're looking sunny, highs all the way up near 50. Wednesday, partly cloudy, in the mid-40s for a high. Right now, still chilly. 16 in Haymarket, 15 in Gaithersburg. We're at 18 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
We see it on the news every night. Many financial experts are agreeing that the markets are overdue for a quote-unquote correction. Now, when we hear this word correction, it sounds pretty harmless, doesn't it? Well, to be honest, it's about as harmless as when geologists say that an area is overdue for a, let me use those quotes again, seismic shift. Now, in plain English, that means earthquake, and that correction that the markets are overdue for, well, no one actually knows what that means until it happens. That's why, whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or let's just be real, maybe you haven't even thought about it, now's the time to get protection from that market volatility. Give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. Wow, Wow, we have covered a number of topics on the show, everything from tricks played at the car lot to how to properly fund your retirement, essentials we need to know. Now, you guys were talking. We have Coach Pete in studio alongside Marty Hensley. In between break here, you guys were talking about mutual funds. It sounded really interesting. Wasn't sure if you guys would mind sharing that with our listeners out there.
Well, you know, mutual funds, they've been around for a while.
They have.
And it's a collection of stocks in a basket called a mutual fund, or bonds, like or real estate a lot of times too.
Okay.
But let's talk about this. And this was, again, going back to we talked earlier in the show. Let's go back to the future. You know, my daughter got a kick out of this last weekend when she was listening to the show with my wife. She said, "Daddy, you played Back to the Future songs on there, and I like your soundtrack stuff." And I said, "Well, we do this whenever we go back into what I've said in the past, either on this show or in past shows, or when I've talked in the past in the public, because this was based on a speech I gave in 2007.
Wow.
In New York City. And the title of the speech was Little Mistakes, Big Headaches, and
Things You Wish You Would Have Listened to Me About in the Next Year."
Yeah. I mean, basically, it was really foreshadowing.
Wow.
I didn't really realize to myself how much of a foreshadow it was.
Yeah.
But we talked about how, you know, banks were underpaying interest rate-wise, which we still see today.
Yep.
Actually, maybe even worse today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're lucky to get 1% in a CD or something like that. But we have to take that as a butt-whooping, because we need to have some money in a place that we can get to right away. It's liquid money, and it's emergency money. But then I talked about mutual funds.
Okay.
And this section of the speech was, what's wrong with mutual funds? Too many experts, not enough facts.
Oh, wow.
And you hear about one fella on the air always talking about, and we have people come in saying, well, so-and-so said that I can get 12% return on a mutual fund.
Yeah. I ask them where I can get one. I'll go buy one with them.
Number one, if it was that easy, banks would be out of business.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just go put money in one place in a mutual fund, which is risky, and get 12% return every single year guaranteed, well, why would you need a bank account at 1%?
Exactly.
Why would you get 12 times return?
Right. That is
why would you need anything else? But it's not like that, right? So here's what we need to realize about stock and bond mutual funds.
Okay.
Even real estate mutual funds. They may lose value.
Mm.
And so there's taxes on capital gains and dividends in non-retirement accounts inside mutual funds. So you have what I call the triple play: commissions, fees, and expenses.
Wow. Okay.
In mutual funds.
Wow.
And if you're paying a money manager a fee every single year or every single quarter,
right,
and that money manager turns around and invests your money into mutual funds, now you have a double fee because you pay his fee and then you're paying the mutual fund fees.
Okay, wow.
So you have to be very careful. And so let's say somebody had $100,000 in a mutual fund and they lost 40%, which happened. This is my example. You see it right here. These are my notes.
Right,
this
yeah.
example I showed on the screen. This happened to people less than a year later after I showed the example on the screen. The $100,000 would now be $60,000 because you lost 40%.
Okay.
And then I said to everybody, you know, when is 40% down and 40% up not equal? You figure, hey, if I lose 40 and I gain 40, everything's back to normal, right?
Sure, yeah.
They would get close.
We did fractions back in second or third grade, and if they cancel out, everything's fine.
Right.
Well, it's not. So if you're down 40%, now you have $60,000. The next year you go up 40%. You don't have $100,000 now. You have $84,000.
Whoa.
So that's a lot different than $100,000. And you were down 40 and up 40. You should be even, shouldn't you, Marty?
Yeah, wow. Most people think that. That's absolutely not right.
You know what kind of return you would need on your mutual fund if you were down 40% one year? You know what kind of return you'd need the next year to get back to even, the $100,000 you started with?
Just to get even, what would I need?
67%.
Wow.
So down 40 needs to be up 67 just to get to even.
Wow.
See, this is when math goes against you, Marty.
Absolutely.
That's what a lot of people don't realize.
We saw that in 2008. Scary.
Then I put up on the screen variables that could affect your mutual fund.
Okay.
Because remember, 2007, we were trucking right along. Everything was fine.
That's right.
In everybody's mind,
without
right?
Without a doubt, yeah.
I put oil and gas, the dollar, terrorism, fraud, stock scams, hypesters, inside trading, etc. Now, about everything there happened the next year.
heard of a guy named Bernie Madoff?
Oil and gas, and then the insider trading, the mortgage fiasco,
uh-huh,
all that kind of stuff. Yeah, uh-huh. Bernie Madoff, Ponzi scheme, mm-hmm, stuff, fraud, stock scams, everything happened.
Yeah, that was my wife and I got married the year prior to that, and I remember in our first years of marriage was when gas was up $4 a gallon, $3.50. It was something crazy. Yeah.
Yes, we reached the tipping point where people just couldn't sustain anymore, and the economy collapsed.
Mm.
And a along with a lot of people's retirement values.
Yeah, they found out very quickly what a CMO was.
Yeah. So explain to people what it's collateralized mortgage obligation, right? CMO. I bet you didn't know that term either, did you?
I didn't know.
We just heard the mortgage TAMs, right? But it's right. CMO. And basically they took your mortgage and divided it into 100 pieces and sold it to all different people as investments. And then the people stopped paying the mortgage, the investment stopped returning, and then boom, with dominoes started happening.
That's right.
So what I said, the final point of this whole thing about what's wrong with mutual funds during my speech was it's time to take back control. And so easier said than done, a lot of people said. Well, it's not really easier said than done. What we did is we look at people's portfolio. We do it today. And we say, well, there's nothing wrong with taking some risk with some of your money. Mm-hmm. Well, let's take some of your money and put it in a place that won't be dependent on any of this junk that could happen in the future. And will return a certain amount of interest that you don't have to worry about and could grow your income account by up to 7% per year for
talk
income.
About it every day. Absolutely.
And then in the future, whenever you decide, you flip the magic switch – and a monthly or yearly check will come to you and your spouse for the rest of your lives, never going away, never dependent on the market. Very important. It's called income planning.
That's what we do for a living here.
Yep. How many people forget about that? And again, nothing wrong with taking some risk, but it's easier to take risk when we have our income already set aside.
That's right. You have that safety net prepared.
Yeah, so we have our money coming in, our allowance, so to speak, for the rest of our life. Pretty neat. Retirement could be 30, 40, 50 years of unemployment. Let's make sure we have a check coming, or two or three. We design something called bucketing strategies, which gives you more than one check in retirement, and you decide when you want to start getting the checks. The longer you wait, the more the money's going to be.
You've taken control of your money.
Yeah. You don't, like, in the stock market, the longer you wait, there's no guarantees your money's going to increase. But in the income market, the longer you wait to take your income, the more income you're going to get.
Okay.
And it's guaranteed for the rest of your life. Nothing guaranteed in the stock market. Mm. So we just have to make sure. Now, we do money managed platform too, but we only advise our clients take risk with money they can afford to lose after they've already established what we call the core. The core is money you're going to need. The Explorer account is the money we can take risk with. Very important. Many people don't know that.
Yeah, that risk account needs to diminish very quickly once you get in that red zone.
Many people are dealing with an advisor who doesn't offer the income type accounts. And that advisor is going to be pushing you to stay in a financial plan and not transition some of that money into a retirement plan. Mm-hmm. Call it the retirement transition. If you haven't heard about this, which many people haven't, I'm baffled every single day, Marty. I think you are too. That's what we were talking about at the break a little while ago about mutual funds and how many people are 100% at risk when they're getting 5 years or less away from retirement. That is financial suicide.
Very true.
They just can't take the risk to look at CNBC to see if their retirement's there.
Yeah. You want to be able to turn the TV on when you want, not to have to look at the stock channel to see if your retirement's there or not. And so we call it the green flag on the mailbox, which is you walk out to the mailbox each and every month for the rest of your life and there's a check in it, not a bill. Or there may be some bills, but the check's going to be there too. And so it's a lot easier to pay the bills when you have a check that's bigger than the bills coming in. Mm-hmm. Income Planning 101. Folks, many of you haven't heard about this. Don't be embarrassed and don't be shy, but do get a second opinion. It is vitally important that you get educated and you get in the right place for the right time of your life. So if you're one of the next 15 callers who call in right now, we're going to create a one-page financial review. Now, this review, it'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not, and this review is a $995 value. Going to give it away absolutely free and complimentary with no obligation to the next 15 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Now, what this will consist of is taking the mystery out of the financial planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is truly costing you and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience dramatic growth potential. We'll also run a tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes, and we'll run a customized income plan that will utilize proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and, the most important thing, take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you by taking the guesswork out of the financial planning process just for you. If you're one of the next 15 callers, that's a comprehensive financial review. That's a $995 value. I'm going to give away complimentary with no obligation.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. 866-464-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about how important the financial threesome is to you, Social Security planning reports, retirement income planning reviews, and learning about proper index strategies. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
I'm Steve Siddall with the Financial Safari News Network. As the Trump administration enters a new year, it hopes to continue the momentum it gained at the end of last year as massive tax cuts were passed. Special Counsel to the President, Kellyanne Conway, told Fox News that the president remains hopeful of a path forward for both Democrats and Republicans in 2018.
And the president this weekend will be hosting Leader McConnell and Speaker Ryan at Camp David to continue that discussion about a robust agenda for 2018.
While Republicans still hold a majority in the House, the margin of error in the Senate has narrowed as newly elected Democratic Senator from Alabama Doug Jones was sworn in this week. Bone-chilling cold gripped much of the U.S. this week, breaking century-old records and leading to several deaths that authorities attributed to exposure to the dangerously low temperatures.
Even though we're from New York, it's pretty cold today.
This is brutal. Love the cold weather, but, didn't expect it to be this cold.
Temperatures plunged in Aberdeen, South Dakota, where the mercury dropped to a record-breaking minus 32. The city's previous New Year's Day record had stood for 99 years. And in Duluth, Minnesota, a city known for its bitter cold winters, the wind chill dipped to 36 below zero. A woman who went hiking on New Year's Eve in below-freezing temperatures in Kentucky is recovering from a fall off a cliff, and the hours she spent waiting in the cold till Monday morning when hikers up the trail at the Pinnacles Brarea heard her yelling from about 2 miles away.
I found her gloves next to a big rock, so it seemed like maybe she was trying to climb on this rock and then slipped.
He helped rescue her. Authorities didn't think anyone would be hiking with temperatures that cold. Overnight, it was 9 degrees with a wind chill of minus 4. She suffered broken ribs and a leg injury. A restaurant run by television star and celebrity chef Guy Fieri in the heart of New York City's Times Square has shut its doors for good. The restaurant, Guy's American Kitchen and Bar, served its last public meal Saturday. The restaurant opened in 2012, where it was greeted with a no-star review from the New York Times restaurant critic. Fieri said in a statement that he was proud of the restaurant serving millions of patrons over the 5 years and did not give a reason for its closure. And then there were two.
Sonny Michel will send the Dogs home to the championship game.
And now it'll be Kirby and Nick.
That audio courtesy of ESPN. Third-ranked Georgia coming away on top in the Rose Bowl with a 54-48 double overtime win over second-ranked Oklahoma as Georgia heads to their first national title game since 1980. And number 4, Alabama gets their revenge for last year's title match after beating top-ranked Clemson in the Sugar Bowl to head to the national championship for the third season in a row. So it's an SEC rivalry in the national title game January 8th in Atlanta. For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall.
Coach, this has been an absolutely fantastic show. We've covered a lot of really great topics so far on the show. There's something that I think we need to get in front of our listeners, and that's the total retirement plan. I was hoping we could pick your brain, open up this topic, and really get it in front of people because I think a lot of folks struggle with this area.
Yeah, I've got it in front of me. I wanted to talk about 16 questions you should always ask when choosing a realtor, too, so hopefully we can get to that.
Okay.
But, you know, one of my favorite commercials growing up, I don't know why, it just sticks out in my head, was the Mikey commercial for a certain cereal. What's
cereal was that?
Oh, that was so way before my
life.
Generation.
Life cereal.
Was it Life?
Yeah, I'm not going to try it. You try it. Let's get Mikey. Mikey, why Mikey try
Mikey
anything?
Will eat anything.
Yeah, so we see this a lot of times in the financial world. A lot of people just keep doing the same thing because they're afraid to try something different or that could be better for them, by the way, because Life cereal was a part of your balanced breakfast.
Yep.
But here's the mentality people take.
Wait, Master. It might be dangerous. You go first.
You go first,
you go
right?
First, yeah.
So a lot of people don't want to be the pioneer, so to speak, in the financial world. But
yes.
You're not a pioneer anymore if you get left behind. You are basically one of the people that gets left behind. Mm-hmm. So we have to make sure we get the right plan in place. And that's why I designed the total retirement plan you were asking about.
Okay, yeah.
And which is 22 different steps that are mainly done behind the scenes for our clients or for the radio listener. And in a series of 2 to 3 appointments, we accomplish the total retirement plan.
Wow.
Which is a living, breathing document which can be changed and modified anytime you need it to be. But the most important aspect of the total retirement plan is one that's overlooked in every single financial plan that I've ever seen.
Okay, what's that?
It's retirement income that is guaranteed for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Now, what's the most important thing that we get when we get to retirement? Income.
Exactly.
Do we want that income to be certain?
Without a
yes
doubt.
Yes or no? Do we want to know that we walk to the mailbox every single month at that certain day of the month? Which I say walk into the mailbox, but you know what nowadays they automatically deposit it right to your checking account many times.
That's true.
But we want to know every single month that the income we were promised is going to be there, right?
Yep.
That's income planning 101.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't want a 90% chance the income's going to be there, do we?
Oh, no.
100.
100.
Exactly.
Now, 90% doesn't sound bad unless we see that there could be 100%. So 100% is nice. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about earlier in the show how many dirty tricks are played and how I gave a speech in 2007 to a big group about the little mistakes turn into big headaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I was warning people back then about some things that could happen in the financial world, which did. Not too long after that, and you know, just the dirty tricks that are played. And so that I gave a lot of warnings, but I also gave solutions in that speech.
You did well, and what's interesting is you guys were saying a lot of people still falling into those old patterns that got folks into those same habits that caused it. Yeah.
Yeah. I also isolated when I went in the speech when I was talking about some of the bad things, variable annuities. And a lot of people that were in that group had made a lot of money in their variable annuities at that time.
Oh, okay, sure.
Now, variable annuities are annuities which have good tax protection.
Okay.
But the variable part means your money can go up and down. It can fluctuate in there.
Mm.
Now, what part of the phrase, it can go up and down, do I not like when we're talking about retirement planning and money we're going to need for retirement?
I would imagine the part that most people try to shut out when people first say it is goes down.
Just down, right? We don't
exactly.
want it down. And
exactly.
so I told people to go back to their planner and say, you know, can you guarantee me in writing that the variable annuity you've given me will not lose value? And you know what they heard from their planner?
What's that?
I know nothing.
So many of the planners selling the variable annuities really didn't know what they were selling.
Wow. Wow.
So you have to be very, very careful. And I know, Marty, and I know, Thomas, people listening right now, you're driving down the road, your husband and wife, maybe you're looking at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, what kind of annuity was that we have now or what that planner was telling us about? Probably, Marty, a variable annuity many times, right?
Wow.
Variable annuities are an annuity that has to be sold, not bought. There's no way, if you knew all the facts, that you'd ever buy a variable annuity. Not when there are better, in my opinion, better annuity alternatives that don't put your money at risk.
Exactly.
Yeah. I feel very comfortable in telling people that variable annuity is one of the most expensive investments that you can own.
Yeah, and we've analyzed those, mm-hmm. and some people have paid about 4% a year. Now, think about that.
Wow. So, in addition to being able to lose money, they're paying – that's a lot in fees.
Which is a loss. Anytime their money is going out of your account, it's a loss. So it's fees, expenses, commissions, and market loss is all loss, right?
Right, exactly.
And so let's get this fee worksheet out here.
Sure.
And this is one that I've done for years. But if you had an annuity that didn't have fees, which there are some fixed and fixed index annuities that don't have any fees.
Zero.
And if you have a variable annuity that has, let's say, 3% of fees. Mm-hmm. I didn't go 4. We could have even done 4 on the worksheet. But let's say you put $100,000 into a fixed annuity with no fees and you leave it alone 30 years. And let's just say it earned 8% per year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which compounds, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's an overlooked fact. A lot of people don't realize many annuities compound the growth without the risk.
Mm.
So 30 years later, that $100,000 you put away would be worth $1,006,000. $1,006,000.
That's incredible.
Nice. Wow, that is phenomenal.
Now, compare that to the variable annuity that had 3% fees. All right, this is so important. I want to get my drum roll out, okay?
All right.
So the variable annuity with 3% fees, again, you started with $100,000. You left it alone for 30 years, didn't pay attention, kept listening to your advisor saying everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pretending there was no market fluctuation. We're pretending that every single year it grew by 8%. and it didn't have any loss, which is, again, Marty, is that true? Well, that's probably not going to happen that way.
Not going to happen.
At the end of 30 years, it's only worth $431,206. So the fixed annuity with no fees over 30 years, growing at the same interest rate that the variable annuity was right. worth over $1 million.
Wow.
So that's over half the value is lost. It wasn't really lost, though. It was found in the broker's pocket or the variable annuity company's pocket.
That's incredible.
That's a big, big difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, this goes back to, really, for me, the fiduciary standard, because I would feel like if folks were presented with this on the front end, nobody obviously would want to make that decision to have so much in fees and with the potential market loss as well. It sounds like people, you know, you guys talk about often getting that second opinion. It sounds like it really could be worth it for folks if they haven't been set up for success to begin with.
A lot of times we just go through life and we don't realize, we don't pay attention, we take little things for granted, like going down the stairs on our own without falling.
That's true.
Coach Pete fell down the stairs this morning. But falling down the stairs, your whole life flashes before you.
Mm.
And the most important thing, what I was worried about is protecting my head.
There you go.
And so when we talk about retirement planning, what's the most important part of your retirement plan is the money you have that's going to be there for the rest of your life, protecting that money. Let's build a force field around the money. In my new book, America Asks Coach, chapter 21 is Income Planning Magic, and I explain how taking the money you have right now, and everyone listening right now needs to have this done, because you may be in a place where you could retire right now if you had your money in the right place.
Wow.
And if you have the money in the right place, you won't worry if the market goes the wrong way, because your money is safe and protected and will give you that income flow through retirement. Marty, that is so important these days, isn't it?
It's crucial, and that's, we can't look backwards, but we can certainly look forwards and not make the same mistake again.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So let me make an offer here before we leave for the week. It's been a fast-moving show, hasn't it?
It has.
So I'm going to give this offer out to the next 30 people. Folks, take advantage of this. Get your very own income plan, number one. But let's let our team review your tax returns first. You can go back 3 years and save your money and also look forward and protect your behind from the tax man. Review your tax returns to uncover long-term tax issues like IRAs, capital gains, and Social Security taxes, which eat a lot of people alive. So there are some things you can do to minimize that. We'll also help you by establishing your retirement income goal. That's money needed to cover the costs of enjoying your lifestyle, not just getting by, but having a lifetime income you can never outlive, which could increase over your lifetime. So longevity is the new retirement risk. Let's eliminate longevity risk, Marty. Very, very important, isn't it?
It's crucial.
Yeah. So strategic design plan, and we'll implement this plan by analyzing your current investments and establishing the real cost and fees, just like we were talking about with that fee worksheet, and the calculated risk exposure level. Folks, if you're paying too much in fees, would you like to know about that today or wait 10 years from now and then find out you could have had all this money you've lost back?
I'd want to know about it as soon as possible.
I'd never want to. You know, we always kick ourselves when we go down the road after pumping gas and see gas 2 cents cheaper down the road. What about a couple $100,000 you've cost yourself in your plan because you're paying too much in fees and not getting the bang for your buck?
So true. Yeah.
Very, very important.
So true.
So we also will help you determine the percentage of assets needed to protect future income needs and build a true bucket strategy and income plan just for you. If you're one of the next 30 callers who call right now, you also get a collection of my books. This is a $995 value. But when you think about the money you could be saving and fees you're paying right now, it could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. So don't procrastinate. I know procrastination is one of our biggest elements that we all specialize in. So eliminate that. Pick up the phone right now. We'll open the phone lines up. If you get a busy signal, keep trying. The next 30 callers will get this total plan done for you, total retirement plan. Call right now.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And for Coach Pete, Marty Hensley, and the team, I am Thomas Lipscomb wishing you a wonderful weekend. Look forward to joining you next weekend right here on the Financial Safari.
Couch P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
I've learned so much, and I thank you.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Most excellent. Glad to hear it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
America never flies alone. The Air Force Reserve is always there as the country's wingman. We're ready to do the job, to serve when called upon. We move America, taking people and supplies around the world. We build and repair runways to keep our planes flying. We maintain an array of magnificent aircraft, and we routinely perform amazing feats in the sky. We're your neighbors. We live and work in your communities and still hold part-time jobs that keep America strong. We are the Air Force Reserve.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.